Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. She beat 28 rivals to win the richest race of the year in one of the biggest fields ever assembled for a stakes race in the United States. Her name was Mother Goose, and later today, the New York Racing Association will remember her with the 63rd running of the Mother Goose Stakes at Belmont Park. A brown filly who was described as blocky, not particularly big or athletic, Mother Goose was foaled in 1922. Her owner and breeder was Harry Payne Whitney, a member of America's aristocracy whose father had served as Secretary of the Navy during the first Grover Cleveland administration. Whitney, known for his integrity and described by Damon Runyon as the first American sportsman, had already enjoyed considerable success with homebreds. In 1915, his filly Regret, a daughter of Broomstick, had become the first distaffer ever to win the Kentucky Derby. And now, in 1924, his filly Mother Goose was emerging as one of the top juvenile fillies on the East Coast. Mother Goose broke a track record on debut at Havre de Grace in Maryland in April of her two-year-old season. She would prove that effort was not a fluke when she won the Fashion Stakes later that spring at Belmont Park, followed by a runner-up finish at Belmont in the Astoria on July 4th. As the late summer campaign unfolded, all eyes turned to Belmont in September for the running of the Futurity Stakes. With a purse of $75,000, it was the richest race of the year in North America, and it would pay $65,000 to the winner. A total of 29 juveniles entered the event to be contested at 6 furlongs. Whitney had won the Futurity on 4 prior occasions, but never with a filly, and a homebred filly at that. Mother Goose would be part of a 3-horse entry trained by James Rowe for Whitney that day at odds of 6-1. The filly broke sharply, stayed in the first flight of traffic throughout the sprint, and won by a head over Longshot Stimulus before a crowd of 25,000. Still, there were critics. Mother Goose had carried only 114 pounds while others had carried as much as 127. She had barely held off a 50-1 outsider in the final strides. The winners of the Hopeful, the Saratoga Special, the Sanford, the Spinaway, and the Adirondack had not even been in the lineup, the result of injuries in some cases and ineligibility in others. Yet history has proved that Mother Goose's win in the 1924 Belmont Futurity over 28 rivals was truly remarkable. In a race which dates to 1888 and is still held annually to this day, she remains one of only 13 fillies ever to win the Belmont Futurity. And her impact on the breed is evidenced by her status as a direct maternal ancestor of leading sire Halo and super sire Northern Dancer. Today, the 63rd running of the Mother Goose Stakes goes to the post at Belmont Park, contested as a Grade II event for a purse of $300,000. Some of the greatest fillies in the sport's history have won the race. Names such as Ruffian, Gopher Juan, Serena Song, and in 2009, in her first start after winning the Preakness, Rachel Alexandra won the Mother Goose. Tom Durkin gives us the call.
A grueling pace for Malibu Prayer and Flashing. They're still head-to-head for the lead. 2 lengths behind them looms the Preakness winner, Rachel Alexandra. There she goes! There she goes in between horses, and with a decisive thrust, it's Rachel Alexandra to the lead, and now they're turning it on. Calvin Burrell cuts his filly loose, and she's pouring it on in a dazzling display here. Nothing left for the other two. Coming down to the final 16th of a mile, her march to greatness continues. Rachel Alexandra wins ease. Again, a huge margin. It was almost 20 lengths again. The time was 1:46 and 1/5 seconds, and that's a new stakes record.
In a race which at the time was still contested at a mile and an eighth, Rachel Alexandra won by 19 and a quarter lengths in stakes record time of 1 minute 46.33 seconds. As for Mother Goose herself, she was nominated to the Preakness, the Kentucky Derby, and the Kentucky Oaks as a 3-year-old in 1925. Yet she never returned to the races after her sensational juvenile campaign. Still, she owns one of the most memorable victories ever recorded by a North American juvenile. The New York Racing Association remembers Mother Goose today, and we join them in saluting her legacy. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.